This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frieda Liu. You're listening to Tech Talk. COVID-19 has resulted in as many as one in four workers to work home, leading to a tremendous increase in online transactions and employee logins to virtual workplaces on unsafe networks. Cybercriminals are taking advantage of this, with up to 60% of cyber threats in January to April 2020 comprising of phishing scams. Organizations now have a serious problem. They need to look at ways to keep data safe and ensuring digital trust is maintained, especially in the COVID-19 world of remote everything. How can companies implement trust mechanisms, ensure stronger authentication methods to protect valuable data? I'm here with Klaus Hansen, Vice President, Digital Security, Asia Pacific from Entrust. To talk about this, when we talk about phishing scams and all this has happened, it's not new, but I'm sure it's been made a lot worse.
It has. Fraud has increased in the last 12 months. For 3 in 5 businesses worldwide. Mm. More people, as you said, spending time at home due to global COVID-19 pandemic. There has been an increase in the volume and frequency of online transactions. It's no surprise, of course, that criminals are attempting to capitalize on this COVID-19-induced spike in online transactions. Mm. Looking closer to home, APAC fraud is 60% higher than the average global rate. So we are hit hard here in this part of the world. While Southeast Asia is the heaviest hit region, with especially Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand mm-hmm. being singled out by these criminals. Right. The greatest threat that business face today is without a doubt the lack of knowledge and understanding about cybersecurity within a company.
Right.
Today, the digital revolution is affecting the working practices of employees throughout companies, big and small. Hmm. Due to the rapid transition from office to work from home, there wasn't the time, nor in many cases, the capability to provide employee training programs on digital threats like phishing attacks, or even to educate people on security best practices. Something that many companies are now scrambling to catch up with.
Right. You know, before we continue, maybe you can tell us a little bit about Entrust, the company, for those who have not heard of Entrust.
Absolutely. At Entrust, we pride ourselves of enabling trusted identities, payments, and data protection, and particularly as the world becomes more digitally connected. Right. Here in Asia, we specialize in protecting consumer payments and identities, whether our customers are logged into corporate networks remotely or making a purchase through contactless payment method. Mm-hmm. Most recently, we rebranded from Entrust Data Card to Entrust, reflecting our position as the leader in identity security, connectivity, and, of course, trust, providing the core technologies needed to keep a rapidly changing world more secure. And this is really what 2020 is all about, right? Mm. It is about security, it is about trust, it is about digitalization and the digital revolution that is happening all around us, and how we then, in such an environment, secure each other, secure the identities, secure the transactions that we do when we are stuck at home and we have to buy something on the internet and so forth.
Right. You know, when you talk about cybercrime, though, you know, is this more of a challenge with SMEs rather than the larger organizations, which I feel would have invested in security systems, or are the problems different?
Actually, we see the problem across the board. It's not just SMEs that are facing these issues. It is really also very much large corporations that are looking for new ways of engaging with their both employees and their customers, and trying to make sure that this new way of living, actually, that we are talking about today, is handled in a way that is both secure, but certainly also creating a frictionless experience for the customers. So if you are a big bank, if you're a big corporation and you do a lot of your transactions online, or your customers and consumers are doing a lot of the transactions online, you want them to have a frictionless experience. You don't want them to have to go around and remember passwords and manage their passwords in a not very effective fashion.
So you were saying earlier on that, you know, countries like Malaysia, Thailand and Indonesia are highly targeted. Is it just because of the sheer volume of things that are done online?
I think that is one part of it. Another part is that the economy in these countries have grown so rapidly that many companies have a little bit brushed aside the aspect of security in their attempt to an effort to really one, grab as much market as possible, but also try to make it as pleasant an experience for consumers to deal with them, and in the process have compromised on security. In today's digital world, it is indeed key that companies and all of us in the industry fully understand customers' online behavior and habits. There are numerous pain points, but some of them are like identity management. Fraudulent identities, phishing scams are rising dramatically as hackers get savvier. Google, for example, has reported 18 million daily malware and phishing attempts related just to COVID-19. And in addition to more than 240 million COVID-related spam messages. So it's huge numbers that are being thrown at the innocent consumer out there. And as a consumer, I assume, Fred, you have the same situation as most of us, where we use passwords every day, right? We use ID and a password. And they are really being used everywhere, despite the fact that consumers and users, we don't want to create and remember them. And as a result of that, passwords are by far the weakest link in cybersecurity today. More than half of us use and reuse an average of just five passwords. Five passwords that we can remember. And we use these passwords across business, personal accounts, and the most because we all do it. I do it. I'm in the industry, and I do it myself because I can't remember more than five passwords. And the most popular password today is still, and you guess it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the second most used password
is password.
You add 789, and the word password is actually number 4. I can't remember what is number 3, but it's pathetic. So as companies, as industries are going online and trying to really support their customers and making the best effort in giving a good user experience for the consumer out there, we have a problem, and one of the problems is called password.
So we're talking about cyber threats, and we'll continue our conversation after this. I'm here with Klaus Hansen from Entrust. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Tech Talk. My name is Frida Liu. I'm here with Klaus Hansen, Vice President, Digital Security, Asia Pacific for Entrust. And we're talking about cybercrime, which is on the rise, made worse by COVID-19. So you were sharing some stories earlier, Klaus, right? And, you know, when it's a volume game, right? I mean, you know, there is just out there a lot more, and there's going to be a lot more people falling for these things because they're getting very sophisticated as well, right? So it doesn't help that we have silly passwords. But how can companies better understand their customers for both business and fraud prevention purposes?
I think the key here is really to understand that people want to have, our consumer want to have a frictionless experience. They want to also be able to trust that the company they're dealing with is genuine and not misusing their identities and protecting the identities. And they want to make sure that the transaction is safe, that it is encrypted. And the data, when that is kept in by your bank, your retailer, and so on, is also encrypted. Now, few of us think about this on a daily basis. We assume that things are okay. And when we have a problem, what do? We call the help desk and ask them to help us reset our passwords. Right. And this is part of the issues for many companies, because they do not appreciate the cost and complexity that is required in not just developing, deploying, and managing a repository to protect user passwords, but also that up to 40% of all calls to help desk and the cost that the help desk is representing are password related. So people, they don't like passwords. We are bad in remembering them. And we really want to get away from it as fast as we can. Problem being that what is then the alternative? And if I may, Fred, this is maybe where I think we can try to also educate a little bit your listeners today on what is the alternative to passwords. And it is not something that is super advanced. The alternative to password is something called passwordless. It couldn't get more simple than that, right? And passwordless strategies are something that is now an approach that becoming increasingly popular. We have for the last 6 years been supporting the U.S. federal government with passwordless technologies, and that is extremely well received and very, very secure. So passwordless technologies or strategies by its nature eliminate the problem of using a weak or reused or recycled password.
Right.
So some of the key benefits of this is, of course, better security. It's much harder to steal and fake biometrics, making them ideal for authentication, right? A frictionless experience for the consumer eliminates the need for you to register your ID and password device by device, app by app. I don't know, it's early morning here, and I have already used at least 2-3 IDs and three different passwords.
Right.
And it's still early morning, and I'm sure for most of the people who are listening here, you will face the same challenges.
Right.
And the key thing with passwordless technologies is that it reduces the need for hardware upgrades. We use single sign-on solution that gives workers instant and seamless access to their workstation, to laptops, cloud, and application without additional IT investments.
Right. So, and that's, you know, like, that's the way, right, passwordless, because you can't seem to change people, because we've talked enough about changing your passwords, using more complicated passwords, but human nature is difficult to change. When we look at cybersecurity now, is cybersecurity a price-driven or system-driven? Does more expensive mean better protection?
Not necessarily. I think there is a couple of things that, is that companies and governments need to look into when they're looking at cybersecurity. Passwordless, as we just talked about, is obviously one of them. But if again, we require our consumers to do a lot of things before they can access the applications, this is not going to be popular and they're not going to use it. So one of the elements that we just briefly touched on was single sign-on. And single sign-on is actually a very intriguing new way of approaching cybersecurity. Single sign-on allows a user to log in with a single ID and a password to any number of related yet independent software systems, meaning that when you come to an office in the morning, you log in once. And throughout the day, whenever you need another application, whenever you access another application, you will automatically be logged in. So let me explain a little bit how it works. An authorized user registers themselves on their phones using automated onboarding tools. The workers unlock their mobile device and access their trusted identity using fingerprint or facial recognition, so using biometrics. Once they are authenticated, their device connects to their work computer via Bluetooth and automatically gives them access to the network and their applications with single sign-on. This continues while the phone is in Bluetooth range of their workstation. Okay. So when they leave their desk with their phone to go have a bio break or have a coffee, go for lunch, go for a meeting, they go out of range and they are automatically locked out of everything. Right. When they then return later, they are automatically locked back in, making it a very, very frictionless experience for the user. It's simple, it's an effective way to ensure corporate data and files are kept secure whenever the user leaves and his or her workstation, while being easy for the user to use.
Right.
So these are some of the things that are really important, and it is not necessarily more expensive than other solutions, but it does require that the organizations, the CISOs, the CTOs and IT responsibles are being kept abreast with the latest development in this space.
Right. So it's frictionless and seamless.
That is correct.
So when you're speaking to organizations and businesses right now, are organizations more receptive about the idea of how security is, you know, all the more important, or have they generally been more, or have they generally been receptive anyway?
I think it has changed. It has really changed after the COVID pandemic here, or since it started, and it hasn't ended yet, so I can't say it after. It used to be that user experience and so on was much more important for most companies, and security was something that came later because they felt they could manage it. But today, no matter what industry a company is operating in, companies are now first and foremost an IT company. They are looking at securing remote work infrastructure and securing e-commerce. So I think that the interest has changed from being maybe at the IT level to get up to the C level. And I really don't think many companies today would be avoiding to address trust as one of the most important areas for investment in FY21.
Right. So what are some immediate steps organizations, large or small, should take? You know, what is that conversation that Entrust is having with them?
I think it's really a matter of coming back to something we talked about earlier here in our conversation, which is understanding your customer, understanding the customer's behavior online, and then building security framework around that, where you not just impose a very strict and maybe chunky security infrastructure onto a hapless customer, but you really take the effort to understand the kind of customer you have, their tech savviness, what kind of equipment they use to access your web store, for example, and then from there you go and design together with experts. For example, like Entrust, we design together with you the best solution that fits in your particular environment.
Right. I've been speaking about trust mechanisms and stronger authentication methods with Klaus Hansen from Entrust. You've been listening to Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.